The 92nd Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. I really love alligators, so I was surprised to learn that gators are not as promiscuous as I thought. A 10-year study of alligators in Louisiana revealed that up to 70% of the females choose to remain with their partner, often for many years. Given the fact that the reptiles live in dense populations, and females typically encounter many males as they move freely among the group. The finding, which serves as the first evidence for male fidelity in any crocodilian species, was made by tracking a group of females and analyzing the DNA of their offspring. Out of 10 females, 7 were found to have returned to the same mating partner, with one female mating with the same partner in 1997, 2002, and 2005. Such a mating pattern is also similar to the mating behavior of some bird species. Crocodilian species are the sole surviving reptilian archosaurs, a group of ancient reptiles that includes dinosaurs and gave rise to birds. The alligator's evolutionary relationship to birds offers scientists a unique opportunity to better understand the ancestral mating system of both birds and dinosaurs.
The 92nd Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.